Faith wins, Moscow, Idaho, pays out $300,000 to Christians arrested during pandemic. By Elaine Malin on July 20, 2023. Three Christians arrested while maskless at an outdoor church service held during the coronavirus pandemic are being paid out $300,000 after settling with the city of Moscow, Idaho. Moscow is home to the University of Idaho. Gabriel Wrench and Sean and Rachel Bonnet filed the lawsuit against city officials in March 2021, alleging their First and Fourth Amendment rights were violated by being arrested during the Samsung organized by leaders from Christ Church in September 2020, Fox News Digital reported. The church had previously held services outside of Moscow City Hall, but according to Pastor Reverend Bent Sorness, this particular one was about making a statement against these largely groundless laws, Breitbart reported. Mask mandates in the city were in effect until January 2021. We wanted to make a statement that we're ready to head back to normal, Sorness said. City officials had placed yellow circles 6 feet apart for social distancing guidance along Friendship Square. Video footage shows Wrench and the Bonnet getting put in handcuffs while the members of the congregation peacefully sing, following along in their hymn booklets. At the time, the arrests garnered criticism by then-President Donald Trump on Twitter. The trio were charged with violating the city's health ordinance, and they were detained for a couple hours. However, exemptions to the ordinance existed, including religious activity and other activities protected under both the United States Constitution and the Idaho State Constitution. The city's charges against the three were dismissed by a magistrate judge. Plaintiffs should never have been arrested in the first place, and the constitutionality of what the city thought its sick code said is irrelevant, according to District Judge Morrison C. England Jr. It's actually the city of Moscow that was defying the law, Wrench told Fox News Digital. I was obeying the law. The political system doesn't want to give away their power. And they think if they admit they're wrong, they look at that as like they're losing their political power. Wrench says that American civil liberties, especially their religious freedom, is under attack. I'm in a conservative state, but I live in a liberal town. And the liberals had no problem arresting me for practicing my religious rights and my constitutional rights, Wrench said. But my Republican governor also didn't defend me either. If you look at what's going on in Canada, I think America's 10 years, at most 20 years, behind Canada if we don't make significant changes. In the COVID-19 pandemic, a Canadian pastor was jailed and fined for holding worship services, Breitbart reported.